Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. I'm your host, Joanna DeVoe, and this is a happy, hippie place where magic with a K meets the law of attraction. Hi, thanks for joining me for episode 55 of Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. My name is Joanna DeVoe, and I am the biz witchy creatrix behind Kick-Ass Witch, putting the K in magic. And, of course, Hippie Witch, the show you are listening to right now. I also have a free ebook by that name, Hippie Witch, Peace, Love, and All That Good Shit, and you can pick up a copy of that at www.joannadevoe.com. And, as always, I have put a link to that back on the description page for this episode. I've also put a link on that page to the Witchy Sisterhood because I have a special guest today here to talk about the power of sisterhood, Deborah Bowen, a.k.a. Glammy Witch. That's probably how you know her.
I'm so excited.
Glammy Witch of the Witchy Sisterhood. Welcome, Glammy.
Hey, girl. Well, I have to say, I need to get a book. I need to title a book like that. Because that's a great name for a book. I'm writing it down. I'm stealing it. I'm like, yeah, that's a great, totally straight to the point. I love it.
You know, there's a swear word in there, and I didn't realize how many times I would be saying that. It always makes me laugh now when I say it out loud.
I love it. I'm in love with it, so it's
nice.
All good.
Well, can you tell us a little bit? We're here to talk about sisterhood in particular and why that's so important today. Can you just briefly tell us what the Witchy Sisterhood is all about?
Well, the Witchy Sisterhood, basically, Katz 0411, Katz Rodriguez, we were talking about, you know, what it was that we really wanted to do. You know, we've been bouncing around a lot of ideas. And one of the things that I've always been really passionate about is working with other women. And you know, I feel like there's a total power when women group together and they work together as a group and they support each other. And so we were like, okay, you know, what can we, you know, how can we do that? So Katz decided, she came up with a great name, Witchy Sisterhood, and it's just, you know, it's just taken off from there. And, I just really am passionate about it, and she is, and we just feel like as women today, we have so much. We have a lot of responsibilities. We have so many different roles, and, you know, some of us don't have that support system, you know, depending on where we are. Maybe we're out of state. We're not around family, and, you know, what a great way to have, you know, women who are pagan, have a place to come together, to learn from each other, to vent when you're pissed and you're upset and you can actually say it and, you know, you're not going to be judged for it. And that's basically where it came from. And we, you know, we don't just, you know, one of the things we say is not just, you don't have to be a witch to be part of the, you know, to be part of Witchy Sisterhood. We have a forum and where, you know, we post topics on there, and it's just a great place for women to interact and, you know, just get the support that they need that they may not be getting at home.
Right. I love the tagline, Witchy Sisterhood is a virtual global community that encourages connection, freedom of expression, and prosperity. I think money and business, those things, traditionally women, you know, that's something that women turned over to men. And even though we've been empowered in that way in recent decades, I think we still have issues around that. And I think it's important that we support each other in trying to go for those dreams and to have our own financial independence, which I know this is supposed to be a time when we are all financially independent as women, strong women, but I still struggle with that. My friends still struggle with that. And I think that's a really key component to what a sisterhood can support you in.
Absolutely. You know, until the day when we don't have to have money, you know, to be in society and you know, we have to have it. I mean, you know, it's like that necessary evil, you know, in order to you know, even subsist in our environment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And until then, it's not, you know, it's something that we need. We have to have it, and money does, it is a power, you know, it is power, you know. Money talks, bullshit walks. And, you know, it's something that's really important for us to have. And one of the things that Witchy Sisterhood likes to do, and I've always personally done in on YouTube and in my videos, is I constantly, if I get a great product from, you know, somebody who has an Etsy shop or is on eBay, I will totally take that product and do my intro talking about it, you know.
Oh,
and
I love that.
That's something that, yeah, absolutely. That's something I've done since the very beginning. I've been on YouTube almost, 2.5 years. And, you know, I just say, hey, just let them know that, you know, you're coming from, you know, Glammy Witch. And I will have people, you know, I won't tell them that I'm even going to do it, you know, that I'm going to mention their shops. And they're just like, oh, my gosh, that's so cool that you did that. You know, I got 2 sales from that. And, you know, and they're excited about that. Even though it may be just 1 or 2 items, you know, it's definitely an empowerment. It's a great feeling. And that's something
mm-hmm.
that Witchy Sisterhood promotes, too, is that we want to, you know, we tell people, switch banners with us. And, you know, definitely, you know, we're trying to promote other people. It's not just about Cats and I. Cats and I, we do our own thing. But, you know, we also want to support the other pagans, which is whatever kind of shop that they have. And I think that's just really awesome because, you know, it is important for us to have our own, you know, our own money.
Absolutely, it is. And Etsy's been so amazing for that. And
mm-hmm.
I see a lot of support in that community. I do a thing called the Witch List where I sometimes will just do lists of cool
yeah.
things you can buy on Etsy. It's just, it feels good to get something that was handmade and one of a kind, and it also feels good to support somebody that you know is probably working out of their living room. And,
exactly.
you know, it's just like going on hope and a prayer and then pure creativity and love. I love supporting people like that.
Well, and that's mostly, you know, mostly women. So, I mean,
yeah.
the ones that I, you know, the ones that mostly I, you know, shop from, you know, the majority are women, so it's a wonderful thing to kind of reciprocate that.
Absolutely, and it's not to say that men don't have these issues. I just
right.
think it's interesting to focus on a sisterhood because what something a lot of us have in common is we're moms, and that can be a full-time job. And then if you have the dream
mm.
of having your own business or having a career or just having an Etsy store to try to help make ends meet, that's
mm-hmm.
a very unique experience that only your fellow mom is going to understand, you know?
Absolutely, and especially those of us in the community, you know, in the YouTube community as well. You know, the great thing is that you know some of these people, you know some of these women, and so, you know, it's direct. Like, this isn't just some random person. You know you're helping her out, whoever
right.
she is. And, you know, to get that feedback and to, you know, it's just great because it's personal, you know.
Right.
It's not just, oh, I'm just going to some, you know, I'm just going to some store. You know these women and you know that we have something in common and it's just great to help each other out.
Yeah, the YouTube has been amazing for that, putting a face with a name and even people's Facebook accounts where you see their pictures and stuff. It really humanizes them. And I don't mean to
Absolutely.
Exclude men. I know some men are fathers trying
right.
to, you know, juggle this stuff. So, and I have a lot of male listeners. So I shout out to you. I give you my love and hats off to you if you are a working father trying to juggle these things. Like, this is about the sisterhood, but you can be a part of the sisterhood.
Absolutely,
in spirit.
Absolutely. You know, let me just say, okay, first of all, one of my favorite guys, his name is Mr. Pagan Possibilities. I love that name. But, you know, there's also a huge, you know, gay community. And
yeah.
so, you know, they could be part of the sisterhood too. You know, anybody who wants to be a part of it, who's positive, you know, who's there to really just uplift, you know, we have the PaganSuperstars.com, which is the forum for Witchy Sisterhood. And, you know, anybody's invited. You don't, like I said, you don't have to be pagan. You don't, you know, you could just be anybody as long as you keep it positive and you're also, you know, interacting with other people and supporting them. That's all. We don't care. Man, woman, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I think, too, I like the emphasis that you are putting on it, you know, positive love and the lighter side
Absolutely.
Of things, because I know you had a previous collaboration that ended up getting a lot of just hate and then conflict around it, and it was interesting to me to see you guys stop and be like, okay, this is not what we're about. And then just to make a total about face and turn around and be like, no, we're going to put out this positive thing. We're going to start a new thing with the Witchy Sisterhood, and it's going to be all positive. And I feel that energy. I feel you guys really, you know, putting that out there. And I think that that's a great lesson for all of us, because when we first get on YouTube, it's a bit of a shock when your channel starts getting, like, random hate from people you've never met before. You're like, what is this?
Oh, yeah, and, you know, and it's funny because I did say, you know, I felt like, I was like, what did we do? Like, you know, did we crucify someone? You know, it was just craziness. And, you know, the thing was is that we decided, okay, I spoke with, you know, Katz, and I said, what do we really want to do? What do we really want to do? I mean, you know, this is an opportunity that we can just do something completely different, you know. And it wasn't easy. Definitely it was not easy to kind of just take, you know, take the higher road and start a whole different collaboration. I'm not saying that, you know, egos weren't, you know, involved, but, you know, we just decided that we needed to do something else. And definitely this is my advice to other people. You know, if you can, if it's possible, and you're going through something similar, you know, just shut it down and just start something new. So what I mean, we have so many interests. We have so many different passions that, you know, it was easy for us to just come up with something that we just wanted to support fellow women. And I think it just, it really just came together organically, and it was just, it was really awesome, and I'm glad that we did it, and, you know, and we can see the results from it. So, you know, totally, I'm so glad that we decided to do that.
Yeah, I think, too, for people that have a YouTube channel, I have a policy that I like, and that is delete, block.
Girl, I'm with you.
And, you know, I have to say, I do not get much hate. It's usually a random religious person that tells me I'm going to hell or something like that.
I think that guy makes the rounds. I think he makes the rounds, totally.
But I, you know, as long, just I think engaging it is what starts the shitstorm. So it's just about like that. I like to say that YouTube is an accelerated, you know, spiritual experience, because you learn things really fast in a really intense way, you know, and you just learn to finally be like, okay, I will not engage that. Goodbye. And I've had a couple of experiences that were tempting that I wanted to engage, but I just didn't. And you forget about it. You know, it might stay in the back of your mind for an hour, but you can just move on. And I think that, too, you know, a conversation I've been having in a Facebook group, or I've been reading more than having, I chimed in a little bit, but it was a group of women in business talking about collaboration versus competition.
I love that.
Yeah, and I think that's another important component of sisterhood, because the cliche is that women don't support each other and they're catty and bitchy, and or that, you know, you need to be in competition with the competition. And I see so many women collaborating like you two are doing, and I really think that that's the wave of the future right now.
Oh, sorry, my daughter found me. but no, hold on a second. I'm so sorry.
I will tell the listeners what is going on.
Yes,
she literally.
I'll tell them. Okay, so I agree. I think that when we work together, we quadruple what we're doing. You know, when you have that support, you know, I think that when you have people backing you, I think that what you do is exponential. There's so many different possibilities, because when you have women backing you up that are from different backgrounds, different age groups, and, you know, you have this goal of helping each other out, I think it's tremendous. I think it makes a huge difference. And so I love that whole title, like what you called it. I think that's amazing.
Collaboration versus competition. Yeah, and it's working for people too. You know, the same people that enjoy this particular person, it would make sense for her to hook up with who might be considered the competition, because their audience is going to enjoy that person too. And it's not an either-or situation. They can enjoy both. I have friends that I've collaborated with, and we could have seen each other as the competition because we have similar businesses. But what's happened is we've created a larger community around us, because people relate to what we're all doing. We're all on the same page. We all have the same vibe, and there's been power in that for sure. I just want to tell people what just happened because you have so much heart. How many kids do you have?
I have 8 children, but 5 that
eight
are at home now.
Children, and one of her kids, her daughter, has pink eye today, so she literally went outside to sit in her car to do this interview today. So I have mad respect for you, and that is exactly what I was talking about moms trying to balance their business and that whole
absolutely
juggle that we have to do.
Well, you have to be creative. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you totally have to be able to just, you know, to reroute yourself, like if something's going on, and be able to just be like, okay, you know what, that's it. You know, I'm not going to let this get in my way. I'm going to find a different way to do it, you know, and it be just as effective. You know, one of the things I wanted to talk about real quick is that, you know, I don't know if you know that I get messages sometimes, you know, as a clairvoyant, and one of the messages that I received a message from was a group called the Grandmothers, the Mothers and the Grandmothers, and it's a council of 13 women. And the great thing about this is that they completely give supportive messages with no ego. They're indigenous, so they come from different backgrounds, and it's always about 100% support. And I thought, gosh, wouldn't that be wonderful if we had that in the 3D world, if we had, you know, the Council of Grandmothers or we had the Council of Mothers, where we could get that unconditional support all the time, 24/7. And, you know, I just thought that was amazing, you know. And they just give messages about everything, about the world. You know, if you're having personal issues, I'll get a message. And I was like, gosh, I wish that we had that. That would be so
absolutely
amazing.
You know what? We did. And maybe that's why that energy is stepping forward for you and for you to deliver, because that was just an integral part of our communities, you know, long, long
absolutely
ago. We honored our elders for the wisdom that they had, the wisdom that you can only acquire through experience. And now we have so much ageism that these people are forgotten and invisible.
Right.
And so maybe that's just an urgent, you know, energy that's coming through, because we need that at this time.
Absolutely.
Is that something you're delivering in your videos? I know you do a lot of, do you want to tell people about the different readings you do? And you're very passionate
I'll touch on that, you know, real, real briefly. I do card readings, and basically my card readings are different from other people's. I like to remove blockages from women's lives. And it depends, you know, everybody's situation is different. It could be relationships, it could be career, work. And I love doing that. I really, really do. It's almost like coaching, and we've talked about that. You know, it's very similar to coaching, and it's all about empowering. I like to empower the women who come to me. Majority, 99% of the women that I do readings for at GladMe'sAngels.com is, you know, about empowering them and getting them past things that they perceive are blockages that aren't really. But one of the other things that I do is I do channeling. So I get direct messages. And one of them was from this council of grandmothers, and then 13 of them, which I found a great number. I was like, oh, my God, that's so crazy. I love that. And I totally agree that it's because we're in desperate need of going back to that, honoring our ancestors, honoring our elders, and having a respect and a deep respect for them, which, you know, a lot of communities have lost. And we, you know, we do need that, and it's just, I think it's an amazing energy. So I totally agree with you with the ageism and the fact that we, you know, we need to come back to this kind of thinking.
Yeah, and you know what? It's not even just about honoring them. It's also about honoring ourselves and having access to that kind of wisdom. It's, yes, they deserve to be honored, but also we can tap into that experience that they have and open our ears and open our minds to, you know, we think we know everything, especially the younger we are, the more we seem to think we know, you know, and just go talk to your grandmother, people.
Exactly.
Go ask,
you know,
her questions.
Like,
ask her what she knows.
Right.
She'll probably be thrilled.
Oh, totally. I mean, you know, I totally agree. It's like, you know, we're so dependent on the internet and Google, which I love, you know, but what happens is, you know, there is a little separatism there where we kind of disconnect to the family dynamic. And so that's why, you know, it was such an integral part when families were extended and lived together and you had that support system, you know, and we're kind of coming away from that. And so I thought, oh, wow, wouldn't this be amazing if I could find a way, you know, someday to kind of let other women be able to tap into, you know, and other men to tap into this wisdom that is there for us. It's there for each and every one of us, but not everybody knows how to do that, you know, knows how to tap into it. Mm-hmm. So I just thought that was just awesome.
Do you have any advice for people that want to tap into that? Is that an energy
Absolutely.
That other people can tap into? What would be your advice for doing
okay,
that?
It's the M word. Okay, the M word that everybody hates. And you know what it is. It's meditation.
I know what it is.
That's it, girl. And everybody hates it. It's like the marriage word for guys, you know. They're like, oh, my God, don't say, you know, they just start running in the other direction as soon as you start talking about meditation. And, you know, one of the things that people don't understand is, you know, you don't have to get into the yoga position and chant. And, you know, if you just take 3 or 4 minutes, you know, maybe 2 or 3 days a week, and just kind of just quiet your mind. And the only way that I was able to do that is to concentrate on your breathing, you know, it's a breathing technique.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's different. It could be breathing in for, you know, depends on how good you are, breathing in for 10 seconds, holding it for 10 seconds. And what happens is that when you do that, your mind cannot do two things at one time. It's concentrating on that next breath because it's like, hey, you better take that next breath. And so you can't think of anything else, and so you naturally have to calm your mind down. And if you could just do that for 3 or 4 minutes a day and kind of build it up a little bit, that's the best way to do it, is guided meditation or just a breathing technique.
Right. There's a book I want to recommend called Opening to Channel. That's the book that I learned how to channel in my 20s. I did a lot of that, and that book, I don't know, something about it just spoke to me. I got it, and it worked right away. Automatic writing
wow.
is another cool way
mm-hmm.
to go about it.
Absolutely.
I know you wanted to talk about a book that I think is totally relative.
Oh, yes.
Related
absolutely.
To this conversation. Yeah. So can you tell us about The Red Tent?
Okay. The Red Tent was a book I read. You know, I used to be a nanny, and so I temped. I did a lot of temping. And so most of the women that I would tempt for were 35 to 40, and everywhere I went, there was this book, The Red Tent, and I'm like, oh, you know, I don't want to read a book about the Bible and a Bible story because it's you know, a Bible story, and then the author just was so creative and took it in a whole other direction. But one day I was born, and I opened it up, and I was like, oh, my God, how could I have not read this book anytime sooner? And it's you know, it's about Dina, and that's how I say her name, who, you know, they start out the story with her as a young girl in the community of herders. And, you know, of course, there's the 4 or 5 sister wives. And, you know, I know a lot of people are like, oh, what do you mean? But the great thing about it is in that book demonstrates how when the women work together, how amazing it is and how much power the women had when they worked as a group, you know, because it's a very male, you know, patriarchal society at that time. And then how things just completely fell apart when the women were working against each other. And then there's just a lot about, I just love it, about the moon and the seasons, and, I mean, just amazing.
I still have not read that. It's been on my list forever, and I vividly remember when you first found it and you were so excited and you were doing readings, like live readings
mm-hmm.
from the book
yep.
on YouTube, or maybe they weren't live, but on YouTube.
Yeah, no, definitely.
And
it's amazing. I just
and
if anybody doesn't have time, you know, if you don't have time to read it, I mean, I only read up to like page 60, but it's just a couple minutes for, you know, if you just want to get a gist of what it's about and then buy the book. You know, all you have to do is go to Blimey Witch on YouTube and then hit Red Tent and you'll see, you know, maybe like 6 or 7 videos. And you get hooked. Let me tell you, you get hooked on that book and you don't put it down. You want to read it from beginning to end without interruption. You know, even if you're not like a big bookworm, it's just fascinating.
Nice. So you get the first 60 pages or so via Glammy Witch if you go to YouTube to check that out.
Yeah, and then you just got to get the book.
Okay. I like that you mentioned, too, it was they touched on the subject that we were just talking about competition versus collaboration.
Absolutely.
When they were in competition with each other, everything fell apart. And then when they came together as a community, they were strengthened by that, which is our message today.
Absolutely. Yep.
And something, I find the internet has been so empowering for me in terms of making friendships and things like that, that I'm now, like, going out into my own community, searching that out. I haven't really found my people yet, but I'm on the lookout, you know. I'm meeting women for lunch and looking into different groups and things like that, because I can see there's a vitality to having that in person. Because on the internet, you can control your experience. You control what you see and hear. And when you're engaging with real, you know, 3D people standing right in front of you, it's going to push different buttons in you. You don't have as much control over it, but you're going to learn that much more. So you're going to take it to the next level. So I encourage people to do it online and then also go out into their communities. Start your own group, you know. Go to meetup.com, start something.
Right, it's like you were saying, start your own little tribe. You know, if you can't, this is what I always tell people, if you can't find what you're looking for, guess what, you're it. So so it falls on your shoulders, it falls on whatever it is that you're looking for. If you can't find what you want, guess what, create it, make it, set it up. You know, there's no excuses. So, you know, if you can't find what you want and it's a specific thing, then you're just going to have to be the one to do it.
It reminds me of a Lily Tomlin quote. She says, I always wondered why someone didn't do something about that, and then I realized I'm someone.
Exactly. It's like turn around, look in the mirror, and guess what? You're the one who has to do it. And, you know, it's just empowering, especially if, you know, you really have a need for something and you really want something very specific. Then you're the perfect one. You're like, okay, you're it. You're the leader. You go for it. You create it and you do it. And then the great thing about that is that you control how it comes together.
Right. Yeah. Is this something that you're instilling? How many daughters do you have? You have 8 kids. How many of them
I only have 2 daughters.
2 daughters.
I have my 21-year-old, and then I have a 3-year-old. Which is great, you know, because for having such a different age span, you get to really, okay, I got to learn from any mistakes, you know, and I'm like, okay, now I know what to do this time around, you know.
Right. We all wish that we could do it a second time the right way or what we learned the first time. You make so many mistakes as a first-time mother, and I think that's why a lot of grandparents are – they're so into their grandkids, and the parents are like, you weren't like this with me.
Exactly. It's like, hey, what's going on here, you know? And it's like, you know, because you learn to relax, you learn to take it easy, and, you know, it's just like, what's perfect for grandparents is that they're like, okay, you can give the child, you know, give the grandchild back to their parent and be like, okay, I'm done. I got to be the fun grandparent, and now, you know, you get to be the bad guy. Here you go. they know what they're doing.
Well, I see we only have like 1.5 minutes left here or 2 minutes. So how can someone that wants to participate in the Witchy Sisterhood, what can they do? What do they go to the website?
Well,
something they have to sign up for?
Yeah, they can go to witchysister.com. They can go to greeneyedwitch.com. I mean, or pagansuperstars.com, which is the forum. And like I said, you know, we have, you know, we're trying to post like different topics. And, you know, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to be pagan. And, you know, one of the forums that we set up is just basically, hey, do you want to vent? Are you pissed about something? Do you want, you know, just straight up, do you want to talk about something? You know, and the good thing is that it's a safe place to, you know, to basically just when you don't have that support anywhere else, to find a safe place to be able to talk to other women who are going to build you up. You know, and they're going to support you and be like, hey, you know what? I know exactly what you're going through. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of women who've done what I did today. You know, it's like you have to back yourself into a corner because, you're trying to, you know, build your business or you're trying to have a professional phone call and, you know, you don't want to hear a 3-year-old scream in the background.
So you take it out in the car.
That's it. You take it out in the car. Listen, you got to be on, you got to think on your toes when you're a woman. You got to be creative and, you know, let's be able to go, you know, roll with it. Okay, that didn't work. All right, let's move on to something else. You know, just keep moving forward.
Well, thank you so much for providing that for women and for coming on to talk to me about it today. It was awesome getting to chat with you and share this with my audience today.
Well, it's funny because we always, you know, we've known of each other, and we were talking about this before for like 2 years. And I remember Cynthia, I can't believe that it took us this long to have a real, like, one-on-one conversation.
With
each other, you know?
Well, we're having it now. Okay, I'm going to sign out. Much love to you, Glammy. Much love to you, my listeners. I will talk to you next Tuesday, same time, same place. Much love, everybody. Peace.